You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was thinking about the situation where you need to call a coworker because of a problem. And it's early in the morning, say 5:30. My choices are wake them up with the problem to give them enough time to work on it, or be courteous, let them sleep a little bit later, but don't give them as much time to work on the problem.
Just hypothetically speaking, right?
Which is better? Do you let them sleep a little bit later so that you don't completely ruin their whole day?
Call them and wake them up. If the work was done right in the first place, you wouldn't have to call and wake them up.
Yeah, but it's not this person's fault. I am almost positive.
Right.
So this person's going to have to cover for someone else who didn't do that. And that person gets to just sleep away.
Kind of part of that person's job that you're going to be calling, though, to kind of be backup.
All right.
It's in the job description.
So what's your anthropomorphism that you're worried about?
Yeah, is that what it is? Do you assign human-like qualities to inanimate objects at all?
I imagine I do. Yeah, that is anthropomorphism.
Oh, I got it, and I got it
so
bad.
For instance, like in Beauty and the Beast, when the tea kettle comes to life, or the candlesticks walk around like human beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's anthropomorphism.
But they actually come to life.
Yeah, but you're assigning human characteristics and traits to them. Like they talk like a human, they act like a human.
I feel bad for the ornaments on the back of the Christmas tree. I feel like those little ornaments have been cooped up in a box for 11 months, and then they make their appearance for the month of December. You open that box, and they see the light, and they're like, yay, woo, we're back out.
And then they're up against the wall.
And then they get placed on the back of the tree, and they don't get to experience the joy of Christmas. And I feel bad for the ornaments on the back of the tree. They don't get to watch the excitement on Christmas morning with the kids. They just have to listen to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I've been known to wander over to the tree and switch the ornaments from time to time.
So they all get a chance on the front row?
So they get a fair shot of seeing what's going on in the rest of the house. No weird?
Okay. No, it's not weird. I understand.
See?
And I would think that too, except what I don't understand is why you put ornaments on the back where nobody can see them.
We like to fill up the entire tree, and we have bins and bins of ornaments, a lot of handmade stuff from the kids and things like that. So we tend to put the more ugly ornaments on the back of the tree. Ornaments with not a lot of sentimental value.
Why do you put them up?
Well, you can kind of see them. I mean, where the tree is placed, you can tell if you were to leave a side bare just by kind of where it's placed. But yet the back ones still stare at a corner. They're not going to see the presents being unwrapped.
Poor ornaments.
You know, friends and family over.
Ornaments.
They're ornaments, which is not a good name.
That's a completely different thing.
That's a totally different thing.
Ornaments. I might have to just trademark that and sell them. But here's another thought for you. Why don't you look into those? Have you seen those half trees that they have now?
We were just talking about the. It's like a tree that's sliced right in half, right?
And it goes up against the wall.
I love those.
So
all ornaments kind of get a fair share of the Christmas experience.
Not a bad idea.
I do like that.
Doesn't work for those of you who want to do a live real tree, which is a whole nother discussion. I had Gretch go off on that when we drove past a Christmas tree farm the other day, because there's places around here where they actually plant and they grow.
And
what does it take? Something like 5 years, 7 years?
Something like that. Yeah.
She went off on that, man.
Like the whole purpose of that tree. Again, you're assigning value to something. Well, they are alive, but you're attributing human motions to it.
Mm-hmm.
That this little tree has grown for 5 years. It's enjoyed life. And then you go over and slice it down.
For 30 days use.
For 30 days, and it dries
and
out.
Trashed.
And it becomes a fire hazard. Yeah, that poor little tree.
Yeah, I've definitely got thoughts on live versus artificial. But
Me too.
Don't want to piss people off, so I'll say to each his or her own.
But then you kind of wonder how much natural resources have to go into creating the artificial tree as well. and how much you're probably polluting the environment. There's probably a lot of oil-based chemicals in that tree that has then ruined the environment.
I don't know. That's a fair point. I would like to see the side-by-side comparison of multiple years' worth of resources being used into growing something that you then throw into the trash after 30 days versus a one-time production of something that gets used for, let's say, 15 years.
I would love to see it, too. Yeah, which way's better? I do know a lot of those places at the end of the year, like the city will take those trees and they mulch them up, and then you can go get your free mulch, which I do love that.
Okay, well, put that in the ledger of
But it's always weird because there's always like tinsel and stuff mixed in.
Right.
So you lay it out with your landscaping and then you got to go pick all the tinsel out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that was what I was doing yesterday. I was talking to my ornaments.
If I could talk to the ornaments.
All right, little buddy.